You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The latest marine environment report was released last week by the Ministry of the Environment, and it paints a sobering picture of the multitude of issues currently threatening our oceans. The continual and increasing effects of climate change, commercial overfishing, and the destruction of many marine habitats are leading to a whole host of potential major impacts. I spoke to Ali Hooper, an oceans campaigner from Greenpeace, about the report and its findings. What are the takeaways from the latest marine environment report?
So what the marine environment report tells us is it paints a picture of the multiple threats facing the ocean that surrounds us. And it's a really sobering picture, actually. It shows that on all fronts, the ocean is really under attack from things like climate change, destructive fishing methods, and pollution. And that's having a really negative effect on both marine habitats and on the marine species that live there.
What are the contributing factors to this?
There are cumulative pressures on the ocean system. So you've got climate change, which is obviously having impacts like rising sea levels and making the ocean more acidic. You've also got the fact that activities actually take place in the ocean, things like commercial fishing, so destructive bottom trawling, things like that, are destroying marine species at a kind of really unprecedented scale. As a result of that, the vast majority of indigenous marine species here, including seabirds, are threatened or at risk of extinction. So that's pretty damning. You've also got things like corals, which grow in the deep, often on these seamount areas that are targeted by bottom trawling. And they're also, by and large, the majority are threatened or at risk from extinction. So it's not a very good picture that this report is painting of the state of our ocean, but it's kind of an amalgamation of all the science that's out there that shows just under threat. It really is.
How does this impact us as a country heavily connected to our oceans?
So I think, New Zealand's surrounded by ocean, and the vast majority of us use it for leisure or recreational fishing or surfing or whatever. And many of us feel a deep connection to the ocean that surrounds us. But what's clear is that obviously the government has not done enough so far to protect it, because so many of these ecosystems and species are in decline. So I think what we really need to see here is we need to see kind of an overhaul for how the ocean is treated and for how the government regulates activities in the ocean if we want to see positive change in this area and we want to see these species thrive again.
What steps could be taken by the government to mitigate further impacts?
So I think the first thing is that we need to cut emissions drastically. And in New Zealand, I think one of the main things we could do is to cut emissions from the dairy sector. Those are where kind of the vast majority of our climate change emissions come from. So it's clear that that needs to be tackled head on. Then we also need to target things like destructive activities that happen in the water itself. So we've obviously got an issue with pollution, but we've also got destructive commercial fishing practices that are happening. And this report lays really plainly that that's having a hugely negative impact both on the seafloor environment, the benthic environment, but also on multiple other creatures in the system. So what Greenpeace would like to see happen is, firstly, we'd like to see emissions slashed from the dairy sector. We'd also like to see things like bottom trawling banned from biodiversity hotspots so that we can allow that biodiversity to return to those areas and protect the ocean health for the future.
What do you think about the government's latest announcement around targeting emissions from the dairy industry?
I'm not an agriculture campaigner, but what I do know is that that the latest announcements don't go far enough. If we're talking about taking really bold action on climate change and biodiversity loss, we can't be tinkering around the edges. We've got to tackle this thing head on. And my understanding is that those latest announcements don't go anywhere near far enough to actually reduce our climate emissions in any meaningful way. It's actually the same when we're talking in the ocean space. We've lost so much. We know that the vast majority of marine habitats are in decline. That's what this report says. And we know that 90% of seabirds here are threatened with extinction, and there's numerous other marine creatures that are also under pressure. So if we actually want to reverse that trend and move in a more positive direction, it's going to take some really bold and decisive action. We can't just make very small incremental changes. We've really got to overhaul the way that we're doing things.
That was Ali Hooper from Greenpeace talking about the latest marine environment report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.